relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
From the town of Bedrock, they're a place right out of history. Let's ride with the family down the street, through the courtesy of Fred to Pete. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba dabba doo time, a dabba doo time, we'll have a gay old time.
Do not adjust your sets. This is a public service announcement. I am Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First.
Just in case you're confused, because we had to play the Flintstones, the modern Stone Age family. Why?
Biden made me do it. He made me do it. Because he thinks if you live in a free state,
you are a Neanderthal, a knuckle-dragging Stone Age Fred Flintstone. Yes, the President of the United States thought he could outdo Hillary Clinton with her deplorables comment, and he's insulted one of the greatest states in our nation. If you don't believe me, here he is, the one, the only, the sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden. Cut to...
And the last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters. I carry a card with me. I don't have it. I put it on my desk. As of yesterday, we had lost 511,874 Americans.
Who's the Neanderthal? He needs a card to remind him. He needed a card the last time, and now he's left it on his desk. Did you see what he did in that video? Who's the Neanderthal? What has Fauci told us a million times? What has the CDC told us 1,000 times? Don't touch your mask. And he touches it right in the middle where he's breathing through it. And then he's going to touch the table. He's going to touch the Resolute desk. Who's the Neanderthal now?
Now let's stop for a second on his choice of words.
Chad thinks it's not as bad as deplorable because... Because why, Chad?
Well, because it might be tough for the average red-blooded American to go around calling themselves a Neanderthal. It was easy to take up deplorable.
Because it's got too many syllables?
No, of course not, of course not. But it has a stronger connotation, you know? It's more direct. It's not you're outside of the norm, it's... You're stupid. And that's a totally different
ballgame.
But
isn't the Neanderthal the alpha of alpha males?
Well, historically, actually, women were far more attracted to Neanderthals than they were the Homo erectus, which is why there's a lot of Neanderthal blood in most Europeans.
There's a reason why the missing link is still missing, you know? He was a bit of a beta male. Okay, seriously, let's analyze. Let's analyze the choice of this word, this choice word, Neanderthal. What does it betray of Joe Biden? States like... I took my glasses off. Why did I do that? Because I have to read your list now. Do you know how many free states there are in America? It's quite a lot. These are the U.S. states and territories that do not have a mask mandate. Alaska. That's a biggie. Arizona. Florida, Ron DeSantis, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, the Northern Mariana Islands, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas. Now, let's be very clear. It's not complicated math. Not having a mask mandate, not having the state say you have to, you are mandated to wear masks, does not in any way, shape, or form prevent an American citizen from wearing a mask. If they wish, they could wear a level 4 biohazard suit to go shopping for a gallon of milk. But the state does not require of you to wear a mask. Because they treat you like an adult. They think it's up to you. Just a little reminder. Your second public service announcement of the day. This is not the Fred Flintstone show. And the mortality rate of the Chinese coronavirus disease 19 is less than 1%. Do you take decisions on your daily behavior based upon the lethality of things that kill less than 1% of the people that they touch or affect? Because if you did, you would never get in a car again. You probably wouldn't walk in a thunderstorm. And you definitely wouldn't get on a ladder. Life, especially for Americans, who were rather robust individuals when they founded this nation, when they took on the greatest empire the world had ever seen and defeated it, are individuals who don't necessarily embrace risk, but we don't run from it. We don't hide under the table. And the idea that we are still a year later in a situation where the majority of states, from Alabama to Wyoming, maintain mask mandates, mandatory state-imposed mandates, is sheer science denial. I'm not saying if you've got diabetes, you're obese, you've got asthma, and you're over 65, it isn't a smart thing to do to wear a mask. Of course it is. But as somebody who has contracted the Chinese coronavirus disease 19, and I think I came through it, I think I'm here, let me check my pulse. Yes, I am here. It is not something to be fearful of for every American. On the contrary, what was it the president said? How many times did he say the phrase? He must have said it hundreds of times. The cure must not be worse than the disease. What have we done to ourselves? The vaunted CDC, the paragon of scientific knowledge when it comes to deadly viruses, stated in an official report that anybody can read, that in June of last year, after just the first few months of the lockdown, a full 25% of American adolescents contemplated suicide because of the lockdown. If the remedy is more disastrous for psychological reasons, for economic reasons, for otherwise health reasons, the massive number of cancers that were not identified in time because of hospitals being restricted touching coronavirus, the number of people who died because of ailments they did not receive treatment for because of shutdowns, then you have to ask yourself, wasn't President Trump right? Wasn't the
putative prescription wasn't the remedy to the Chinese virus. Far, far worse than the effect it had on America, with a less than 1% mortality rate. We were told we would take a couple of weeks to flatten the curve. It is a year later, my friends. We must reopen America. And the man who bears the title of the President of the United States thinks that you are subhuman. You are somehow mentally beneath him. You are a stone-aged man because you want your freedom. That is the best proof I can give for what J.D. Vance told me yesterday, the author of the Hillbilly Elegy. The Democrat Party has become a party of the elites who don't give a tinker's cuss for you, the American people. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, Jenna Ellis with some big news.
Have any second thoughts about the language that he used yesterday, and how does comparing someone to a Neanderthal help convince them to change course and get on board with your public health message?
The behavior of a Neanderthal, just to be very clear, the behavior of.
Oh, well, in that case, it's fine. You can call me somebody who behaves like a cretin, not a cretin. Jen Psaki. Can you catch every time, if you're not watching on video, she smirks. She smirks whenever she gives these answers. Okay, I'm going to calm down. Why? Because we're going to have one of your favorites with us right now with some big news. She was attorney to the 45th President of the United States, fought for truth and the American way. Jenna Ellis, welcome back to America First.
So great to join you, my friend, especially on this Truth Thursday.
I like that Truth Thursday. Oh, I forgot to say, with regards to the last news item of Neanderthal behavior, Kirsty Alley posted this recently. Don't be a Neanderthal pony soldier. I think that's good advice. Okay, so Jenna Ellis, what is happening this evening at 6 o'clock Eastern?
Biggest news, and get ready for this, the premiere of my brand new show on Real America's Voice News called Just the Truth is airing tonight and every weeknight after today at 6 p.m. Eastern. And my first guest is going to be our good friend, Congressman Mike Johnson from Louisiana. And Seb, you will be really, really excited to listen to my monologue because I love Real America's Voice as a network because we will be talking about the truth and all of the things that everyone else seems to, besides you and me, frankly, are really kind of scared and intimidated to talk about. So we're going to be talking about election integrity tonight. We're going to be talking about the Judeo-Christian founding of America. We're going to be talking about the original intent of our Constitution, and we're going to be talking about the truth moving forward every weeknight, 6 p.m. Eastern. I am so excited to launch this.
So producer Jeff, I presume that she requested me for tonight for her first show, but I was too busy. Is that right, Jeff?
I haven't heard anything.
Of course.
I'm just, you know, trying to give you an out there. Who cares about congressmen? Your good buddy who got your job with the president isn't your first guest. What are we going to do with Jenna Ellis? I don't know. Are we going to ban her from our studio? I don't know.
You know what? If you had been at CPAC, I did ask you to come on to preview it then. And we were there at CPAC, Real America's Voice. So, you know, that was
sad
to not see you in Florida.
That was very slick. She could be a TV personality with those kind of reactions, and we will find out tonight. So excited for you, Real America's Voice. The program is just the truth. And I have to ask you, you came up with that name, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and also this airs, of course, on the Just the News side with our good friend John Solomon.
Yes.
And so this is kind of a play on, you know, if we have Just the News, and then we're like, well, but you speak truth. It has to be just the truth. So that was the origin of the name. And, you know, I am all about speaking truth. It's not red. It's not blue. We're not party. We're not candidate. We're not anything but speaking truth, of course, of the biblical worldview, the foundation. And actually, and I'm going to address this tonight, too, that we are in a post-truth culture.
Oh,
where
good.
It's, I mean, my truth versus your truth. We have to get back to the actual correct definition of truth, which is what our founders recognized. So a little bit of a preview there, but of course, that's the name.
For those, and we love John Solomon, and he has, I think, two or three shows a day with Real America's Voice. So you can access it on Pluto, on Roku. Tell us, what's the format? Is it going to be what we're used to, a monologue and then guests? Are you going to do anything different on your show, Jenna?
Very different, actually. So we're starting off, of course, with my thoughts, so the opening statement. But then I'm going to do more of a deep dive. So one of the things that I love about the radio format, like on your show, right, is that typically in radio or in podcasts, you can actually go deeper than, you know, the 2-minute or 30-second segments on typical news shows. So what I'm doing is having one guest or one panel per show where we actually spend a solid half an hour with one guest or one panel, and we do a deep dive into topics. So this is going to be really exciting to do something that's very different from a traditional, you know, cable news sort of format, because the biggest question that I've been getting besides election integrity is, okay, what about civics? What about the Constitution? How can we understand some of these principles better? What about the law? What about, how do we correctly define liberty? I mean, there's so many things that the American people really want to understand better to be able to fashion better responses and arguments to the crazy liberal left. And so the purpose of this show is to give people more tools to be able to understand civics and why America is so great in the format of a show. And I'm really excited about that. And then we're ending the show each night with a segment that I'm titling The Public Forum, because we should be very excited to have discussion and not just, you know, these quarrels or the meme or the viral moment. We need to have competent discussion about things. So I'm inviting viewers to send in questions and to ask their burning questions. And then I will answer those questions in the Public Forum segment every night. So tonight, of course, I'm answering the question, hey, what's going on with election integrity? Because that's the number one question I've been getting.
And is that's the topic for your conversation with Mike Johnson?
So election integrity is going to be for the Public Forum segment, where I'm just talking about that tonight. For Mike Johnson, our topic is about the Constitution in general. How do we define liberty? And my first question to him is going to be, okay, we're a constitutional republic. How do we continue to preserve that in 2021?
Sounds like, to me, a little bit of a cross between Mark Levin's Life, Liberty, and Levin and a courtroom drama.
A little bit. You know, you know me too well, because that's exactly kind of the stylistic of what I wanted, because I really appreciate how Levin takes on the air more of a deep dive into topics that you typically would only see that format on the radio. And as you know, I love radio because we can actually have a conversation. So I'm kind of bringing that format to television, and it'll be super fun. And along with that, by the way, my podcast, which will be on the Just the News side as well, you can subscribe already through Apple Podcasts, all of those. It will also be titled Just the Truth. That is launching Monday.
Look, of course, it's a hard thing to do because there are very few people like you, Jenna, who can make it exciting and interesting. But I'm just trying to think. It's shocking that I can't think of another show that focuses on these issues apart from Mark. I mean, yours will be the second mm-hmm. show that focuses on issues of liberty and the Constitution. How did we get to the 21st century where we don't focus on this stuff?
Well, because because we're too interested in you in just the clash and the debate and the top level, you know, just what I think versus what you think. I mean, we're basically in cable news anymore. It's the Phil Donahue show, right? Where just anybody's opinion, come on and tell me what you think. And as you and I both know from going on so many different shows on many different networks and segments, you get 30 seconds to answer. You can't competently answer anything.
Right.
In 30-second part.
It's either Phil. It's either Phil Donahue or Jerry Springer. And man, do we need something a little more substantive? So excited! She's staying with us for another segment tonight. The debut of Just the Truth with Jenna Ellis. Follow her right now, Jenna Ellis Esquire ESQ on Twitter, on Real America's Voice. 6 p.m. Eastern, back with Jenna after these messages. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
They're very intent on introducing a whole set of new laws that will vest the FBI and the CIA and the NSA under Joe Biden immense powers on American soil against American citizens, which will happen to be directed all at their political adversaries. So they're desperate to maintain this mythology about what happened that day.
That is, of course, Glenn Greenwald, not exactly a conservative, formerly of The Intercept, who left that left-wing website because they wanted to censor and edit what he was saying. And he's very right. On this day, March 4th, when we were told there would be hordes of terrorists trying to invade the Capitol again, he's warning about what the Democrats are trying to do to target conservatives and use the national security tools against them. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. The cancel culture is real. 25 corporations are boycotting Mike Lindell right now. They're trying to destroy this man and his company, MyPillow. Will you support him? Will you send a message to the fascistic cancel culture left? Do it today. Go to his website directly. Order any one of his more than 100 U.S.-made products and send the left your message. Use my name for more than 60% off thanks to Mike. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Support Mike. Make a difference. Send the left a message. We are back with Jenna Ellis, former attorney to the President of the United States, with her new show, Just the Truth, tonight on America's Real Voice. Jenna, explain to us why this isn't just a flash in the pan. This is a very, very serious threat, the attempts by the current administration and the Democrats in Congress to criminalize being a conservative.
Well, it's absolutely unconstitutional, and we have to remember that we live in a nation of rules, not a nation of rulers. And what the Democrats have been consistently trying to do for really actually the past 100 years, I mean, we have strayed so far from our founding principles of limited government, of freedom and liberty and justice for all, that our rights come from God, our creator, that they're inalienable, and that we actually hold them. And this whole idea that our first freedoms are speech, association, and free exercise of religion, to do exactly what you and I are doing right now, which is speaking together about truth. And what the Democrats want to do is take away freedom of speech, take away freedom of association, take away freedom in general, and say, no, only what the government designates as okay and non-hate speech is how they're terming it, non-hateful conduct, non-hateful, however they want to describe it. They're using that as a pretext to say you can only do what the government designates as okay. That is not America. That's not what our law stands for. They can't do this, and we have to hold them accountable.
I have to ask you, we've got a minute left, but I'm seeing a ray of hope, and I want you, the constitutional law expert, now a new show host, to tell me if I'm seeing it right. I think one of the great, great hopes for our nation are the states, and that the states will push back on these unconstitutional measures coming out of Washington, D.C. Am I seeing pie in the sky, or is there hope that the states could be the answer?
Absolutely, the states are the answer. And one of the best things that we accomplished on the legal team for the president in the post-election integrity effort is to wake up the state legislators to understand state sovereignty, to understand that the U.S. Constitution provides them with the power and authority to run their elections and make sure that their laws are in accordance with the Constitution. And so the state legislators, I think, are, especially in Republican-controlled states, are waking up to the fact that they're not beholden to Washington. That's not the design. So absolutely, yes, and everyone in every state should be talking to your legislators, get to know them personally, know their names, go down to the Capitol and talk to them. They are absolutely the hope. That is the Federalist model, that we have a constitutional republic designed exactly for that purpose.
True geniuses, the founding fathers knew, and they gave us that safety, that circuit breaker, and it is the states. But they will not act unless you let your voice be heard and after you have educated yourself. Don't just listen to this show and all of my great, great colleagues on Salem. Tune in tonight. You've got to check out Jenna Ellis's new show, Just the Truth, on Real America's Voice. Follow her, Jenna Ellis, ESQ, on Twitter and also on Instagram. God bless. Break a leg tonight. Congratulations. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I've been living it for 2 years now, more than 2 years. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Pete and Seth Talbot came to me. I tried Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 2 years later. That's a story that tens of thousands of Americans are living right now, including Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in just 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. You deserve to find out if you could be the next Relief Factor success story like Leah. It's so very, very simple. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3 weeks quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
So much they tell you is just a lie. It's a fabrication. It's a quote-unquote narrative. How many years, how many decades have we been told
Oh, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, the arch strategist. Oh, the genius. The genius. The vote counter supreme. She's a creepy loon. I mean, look. This is from Michael Moore. Not that Michael Moore. This is from a guy who just sent me this. He calls himself a dog-loving golf pro on Twitter. He's got 25,000 followers. Why? Because he finds stuff that other people don't find, and then he puts it up for everyone to see. This is on the whitehouse.gov site. This is some kind of teleconference with Biden. And this is Nancy Pelosi. And I just listen to this woman. Play cut.
In order to open these doors, we do not say open sesame. We say open Biden. That's our magic word. Open Biden. I love it.
What do I say, Shad? What can you say?
I think that you just have to look inside, maybe pray a little bit, and just find some strength, you know, something to get you through the day.
I'll try that, but I got some radio to do first. Let's play that again. You can't, if you can't see it, she does this creepy giggle after the open Biden, the first open Biden. It's like the, what did she say? Happy Sunday, Sunday morning. It's like the redux of that. Let's just freak everybody out. All the 3 million of you listening, and I don't know how many are watching. Eric, I may regret this. Play it again.
In order to open these doors, we do not say open sesame. We say open Biden. That's our magic word. Open Biden. I love it.
Open Biden. I love it. I'm creeping myself out. Stop it. Oh, my gosh. It's on the top of my Twitter feed. You've got to see the video. Just look at the video. It is frightening. This woman needs mental help now. She needs professional help. She's not an arch anything to do with positive, nice things. She's just scary. Okay. I'm not going to pray now because I need quiet to pray. I will try and find some peace later today. Shad is right. Shad is right. But let me do something that's as good, if not better, because it's not about me. It's about children in need, in dire need. Let's do something good today. Let's help those who are starving. 48% of children in rural Honduras are suffering chronic malnutrition now for various reasons, two of the biggest being a double whammy of natural disasters. No children anywhere should suffer. It's our job as Christians to help them. If you have the financial means to do so, will you please, please join me in helping these children? Think of this number. $111 will feed 3 starving children for 6 months, a one-time donation. $185 will do the same, will provide blessings for 5 children. Blessings that they will thank you for. Just listen to Linda, who's on the ground in Honduras with Food for the Poor.
We could never, ever do it without Food for the Poor and their donors. And we pray for you every day. And I know that person up in the mountain that got that 5 pounds of rice or 5 pounds of beans, they'll be praying. They'll be praying and blessing you for the rest of their lives.
Help them and then receive the gratitude. It's not transactional, but you know it's the right thing to do. God bless all of you who've donated already. If you haven't, please, it's so easy. Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for the Poor Give Food, Give Life banner in any amount. It doesn't have to be 111, any amount. Save a life, make a difference today. Go to SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com now, please, and click on the Give Food, Give Life banner or call them directly on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Thank you, all of you. Okay. Let's go to your calls.
Let's go to Aaron in Maryland, line three. Aaron, welcome back to America First.
Dr. G, thank God for that live read, because you gave me a chance to compose myself from crazy Nancy.
Oh, my gosh. It's just so disturbing.
Do Neanderthals know how to facepalm? Because while you're playing that clip, I'm literally a Neanderthal facepalm.
No, they face club. They face club, right?
Okay. Well, I told Mr. Call Screener, Mr. G, that, you know, I had a question for you, and I'll give you that question first.
Okay.
And that question is, do you think that Biden will be left holding the bag of the Democrat charade? And obviously that...
You mean when it all falls apart?
Correct.
Yes.
Obviously it comes from a business, you know, the business world. Who's left holding that empty bag on a bad business deal? Who is the loser? And the reason that I've come to that postulate is, especially this week, after a mental break last week, hearing the CPAC speech over the weekend, I've been reinvigorated and I'm more optimistic going forward. And here's why. Biden has no clothes. He has no visible support, no legitimate support. He's a gaffe machine that keeps on giving. But the best part is that the GOPE, and the E stands for enablers, have now all exposed themselves and have to defend their positions on the debate stage, cum 2022 and 2024.
You know, what is the use? He just used the word postulate on live radio. For that, I'm going to punish him by holding him over, because his question is such a good question. Can you stay on the line so we can chat in the last segment of this hour?
For you, anything.
Oh, dude, you made my day. Stay on the line, Aaron. We're going to continue with his great question. Matt, Sheldon, Doc, don't go anywhere. But first things first, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from ReliefFactor.com Studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've lived it now for 2 years. And like tens of thousands of Americans across the country, I got my life back pain-free. Just like Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. I mean, don't take my word for it. Don't listen to the words I'm reading from Debron. Go and see the real video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com of Americans who have been liberated from their pain. And then find out for yourself, what have you got to lose? Except the pain. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. $19. That translates to less than a dollar a day. $19.95. Don't wait any longer. Find out if you could be the next success story. Call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. You deserve to know. You know it makes sense. Don't put it off one more day. Do it now. Please. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
Cut. That was yesterday, a virtual live event with the 46th President of the United States. Yes, that is very weird for me to say. Joe Biden, talking to Democrat lawmakers, says at the end, what am I supposed to do now? I'll do whatever you want me to do now. I'll take questions. So what do? Someone somewhere flicks the switch and switches off the Zoom call. We're going back. I thought we had to play that to help answer the question of Aaron in Maryland. Are they going to leave Biden holding the bag when it all collapses? Aaron, who else is going to carry the bag when it all collapses?
Well, that's the point, is, you know, and you think about it, and after listening to President Trump on Sunday and all the sound bites this week, we have to look at it from a battlefield perspective of who has the better access to the map. right? And I think because the Democrats have no clothes and a barren bench, we really have the opportunity. And the fight is here, and this is what we revel for.
I'll unpack that. Party. Explain that to everybody who's listening who's downhearted, Aaron. I know we talked in the break, you had a nice little getaway, then you watched the president's speech. Apart from that, you've refreshed, you've recharged your batteries, and we have to do that every now and again. A change is as good as a rest. But why are you so optimistic? Unpack it. We've got a minute and a half.
I'll go a step further. Most people call me a pessimist. I say that I'm a realist. I'm an optimist right now, at least with the future of the party, the Matt Gaetzes of the world. Even what Minority Leader McCarthy did today on the floor of the House. It's these things that there is a renewed fight. It's almost like the Goldwater resurgence with wow. Reagan after he lost. That's how I see it. And, of course, I'm only young enough to know the history and not have lived it. So hopefully some of the other older generational callers with the wisdom can chime in and give us that perspective.
Oh, man, you are a breath of fresh air, my friend. I don't want to jump the gun, but I think you may be right. If you look at the desperation with which they are jamming things through Congress, it may be because they feel, they know in their water, they feel it in their marrow, that they are going to be absolutely trounced at every level of every election next year. Not 2024, when Donald Trump, God willing, comes back and walks back into the White House. But next year, they've overstepped the mark, and America will react and read them the riot act in the polling stations. God bless you. Thanks for your patience, buddy. Great to hear your voice. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming from the ReliefFactor.com studio. Stay on this channel.